This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Using grounding techniques to stay centered while hearing out. Stay steady under pressure so you can truly hear what matters most. In short, staying centered while hearing out a difficult person is not a natural talent. It is a physical skill you can learn and practice. Grounding techniques give you a reliable anchor when your internal reactivity threatens to close you off. Master them before you need them, and they will work exactly when it counts. Definition: grounding techniques for patient hearing are deliberate physical and mental anchors used during a difficult conversation that keep your attention present and your nervous system regulated. They prevent emotional flooding from shutting down your capacity to truly listen and understand what another person is communicating. Someone told me once about a manager named Kira, who prided herself on being a strong listener. She would walk into tough conversations ready, composed, prepared. Then, about 4 minutes into a particularly hard session with a chronically negative team member, she realized she had stopped hearing anything he said. She was nodding, her eyes were open, but inside she was already building her rebuttal. When the meeting ended, she could not accurately recall his main concern. He noticed. The trust between them eroded further that day, not because of what either of them said, but because of what she failed to receive. Patient hearing with difficult people is not a matter of good intentions. When someone pushes your buttons, your body mobilizes for defense long before your rational mind gets a vote. Grounding techniques intercept that response. They do not suppress your reaction. They create just enough space between stimulus and response that you can stay present. This article gives you a specific, repeatable process for using them. Why staying present under pressure is genuinely difficult. Here is the truth of it: your nervous system does not distinguish between a physical threat and an emotional one. When a difficult person raises their voice, dismisses your input, or repeats the same grievance for the third time, your body responds as if it needs to protect you. Cortisol rises. Your focus narrows. Your ears functionally close. This is not a character flaw. It is biology. But understanding it does not automatically stop it. The problem is that the instinct to defend and the capacity to receive cannot fully coexist. The moment you start preparing your counter-argument, you stop hearing the argument being made. Genuine patient hearing requires you to manage that internal state while staying outwardly engaged. That is exactly why grounding techniques matter. They are not deep breathing exercises you use after the fact. They are real-time tools you apply while the conversation is still happening. What you need before you begin. Before any technique works reliably, two things must be in place. First, you need to know your own warning signs. Everyone has a specific internal signal that they are beginning to disengage. For some people, it is a tightening in the chest. For others, it is an impulse to fill silence or a sudden flood of counterarguments. You cannot use a grounding anchor until you can recognize that you need one. Spend 5 minutes before your next difficult conversation identifying your personal signal. Write it down if it helps. Second, you need a brief physical preparation. Arrive at the conversation with your feet already flat on the floor, your back away from the chair slightly, and your hands resting, not gripped together. This is not about body language for the other person's benefit. It is about setting your own nervous system up with access to its anchors before the pressure arrives. If you tend to have difficult conversations in digital spaces, the principle of psychological safety in team communication applies here too. A sense of stability, whether physical or environmental, changes what you are capable of receiving. The six-step process for grounding while hearing out. Step 1. Set your physical anchor before the first word. Before the other person begins speaking, choose your anchor. This is a single, specific physical point of contact. It might be both feet on the floor, one palm flat on the table, or the feeling of the chair beneath you. The anchor needs to be something you can return to instantly, without moving or drawing attention. You are not using it yet. You are simply choosing it. This step takes about 3 seconds, and most people skip it entirely. Do not skip it. Step 2. Give permission to receive without responding. One of the most common reasons people stop listening is that they feel compelled to respond quickly. Silence feels like consent, like weakness, or like a loss of ground. Before the conversation begins, give yourself explicit internal permission to listen without immediately replying. Say this to yourself, briefly and quietly. I am here to understand. I will respond when I have heard enough to respond well. This single act reduces the internal urgency that causes premature closure. It is not a technique the other person will see. It is a preparation you do privately. Step 3. Return to your anchor when you feel the pull away. When the pressure arrives, and it will, do not try to suppress your internal reaction. Simply return attention to your anchor. Press your feet down slightly. Feel the palm on the table. Notice the contact between your back and the chair. This is the grounding technique working. You are not ignoring what the other person said. You are giving your nervous system a point of reference that is not the emotional content of the conversation. Attention split between a physical anchor and the words being spoken is still far more functional than attention consumed entirely by self-protective reactivity. If you have been learning to start a difficult conversation that is blocking your team, you already know how much preparation matters before the hard moment arrives. The anchor is exactly that kind of preparation. Step 4. Use controlled breath as a reset. When the pull away from presence is strong, breath is your fastest reset. You do not need a long breathing exercise. You need a single cycle inhale through your nose for 4 seconds, hold for 2. Exhale slowly through your mouth for 6. This activates the parasympathetic nervous system and visibly does nothing. The other person will not notice. This is not a pause you announce. It is a regulation you perform. The exhale is the key moment. The slow release is where the tension drops. A concrete example, a colleague delivers a harsh criticism of your recent decision in front of others. You feel the heat in your face. Instead of leaping to defend, you press your feet down, take one controlled breath, and return your attention to their words. You catch the second half of what they are saying. In that second half is the actual request they have been circling for months. Step 5. Name what you're hearing internally. As the other person speaks, track their content by silently naming it. Not evaluating it, not countering it, simply naming it. They are saying they felt excluded. They are saying this has happened before. They are saying the decision surprised them. This technique serves two functions. It keeps your attention genuinely on their words rather than your reaction, and it generates the raw material you will need to respond accurately when it is your turn. When people feel heard, which is the entire point of patient hearing, it is partly because the response they receive is accurate. Accurate responses come from aiming, not from waiting to speak. This connects directly to how empathy bridges in team communication are built not through declarations of care, but through demonstrated understanding of what was actually said. Step 6. Discharge before you respond. This is the step most people miss. Before you open your mouth to respond, take one more breath and briefly check, are you responding to what they actually said or to the emotional charge it carried? You have 2 to 3 seconds here. Use them. If your response is primarily emotional, return to your anchor once more and let the charge drop slightly before you speak. You do not need to be calm. You need to be accurate. The goal of this step is not to produce a measured, diplomatic reply. It is to ensure your reply addresses what was communicated, not just what you felt. Adapting the process for high conflict conversations. When someone is persistently hostile, the process above requires adjustment at steps 3 and 4. The pull away from presence will be more frequent and more intense. You may need to return to your anchor several times within a single exchange. Do not treat that as failure. Treat it as normal use of the tool. In genuinely high conflict settings, add one element of visual anchor. Choose a fixed point slightly off to the side of the person speaking. A mark on the wall, the edge of a window frame, a point on the table. When your internal reactivity spikes, briefly shift your gaze to that point as you exhale. The shift is subtle enough to pass unnoticed, but it provides an additional degree of separation between the emotional pressure and your attentional system. Remote conversations require the same technique, but different logistics. On a video call, your feet are still on the floor. Your hand can still rest flat on your desk. Keep a physical anchor available regardless of the medium. The absence of shared physical space makes internal grounding even more important, not less. You can explore how ensuring every participant gets heard becomes harder in digital settings, and how deliberate presence counters that. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Where people go wrong with this process. Most people who try grounding techniques abandon them after a single difficult conversation. Here is why, and what to do instead. The mistake: waiting until the conversation is already overwhelming to attempt grounding. Why it happens: the technique feels unnecessary when things are calm, so people delay. What to do instead? Set your anchor in step one, before a single word is spoken every single time. The technique is not a rescue tool, it is a preparation. The mistake: trying to suppress the reactive feeling entirely rather than working alongside it. Why it happens: people confuse grounding with emotional suppression. What to do instead? Let the feeling exist. Return to the anchor anyway. You are not eliminating reactivity, you are creating parallel attention. The mistake: using breath control as a visible, performative pause that signals discomfort to the other person. Why it happens: breathing exercises learned in other contexts are large and obvious. What to do instead? Keep the breath subtle. The inhale and exhale should be completely invisible. If in doubt, slow the exhale rather than deepening the inhale. The mistake: skipping the internal naming of step 5 and jumping directly to constructing a reply. Why it happens: the impulse to respond feels productive. What to do instead? Name what they said before you formulate your reply. 15 seconds of internal naming produces a response that sounds, to the other person, like you genuinely heard them. This is how constructive feedback lands without causing tension. The receiver feels heard before the feedback begins. Your pre-conversation grounding checklist. Use this before every difficult conversation. It takes under 2 minutes. Number 1. Identify your personal warning sign, the specific internal signal that tells you your attention is pulling away. Number 2. Choose your physical anchor, one specific point of contact you can return to silently and instantly. Number 3. Set your body position, feet flat, back slightly away from the chair, hands resting, not grip. Number 4. Give yourself internal permission to hear without immediately responding. Number 5. Remind yourself of the specific goal for this conversation, not to win, not to defend, but to understand what this person is actually communicating. Number 6. Choose your visual anchor for high conflict risk, a fixed point slightly off to the person's side. Number 7. Decide now, before the conversation begins, that you will complete step 6, the discharge breath, before you speak for the first time. You can adapt this checklist to a physical card, a note in your phone, or 3 lines in a notebook. The format does not matter. What matters is that you complete it before you walk through the door or open the call. For teams where this kind of hearing needs to become consistent, not just practiced by one person, the conditions described in how psychological safety enables honest communication and how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy are worth exploring alongside this process. The difference between hearing and waiting. Patience without a method is just endurance. You can sit in a room with someone difficult and endure their words. That is not hearing. Hearing is what happens when you remain genuinely open to the content being communicated, even as your instincts are pushing you to close. Grounding techniques do not make difficult people easier to deal with. They make you capable of receiving what they are actually communicating, rather than what your nervous system has already decided they mean. That is a different kind of strength, not the strength to stay silent, but the strength to stay present. The next time you face a conversation that would normally knock you off your center, come back to this process. Set the anchor early. Return to it often. Name what you're hearing before you prepare your reply. Over time, with practice, grounding techniques, hearing becomes less effortful and more natural. Until then, trust the method. It will hold you when pressure is high. Frequently asked questions. What are grounding techniques for patient hearing? Grounding techniques for patient hearing are physical and mental anchors you use mid-conversation to stay calm and present. They include breath control, sensory focus, and body awareness. They prevent your internal reactivity from cutting off your ability to truly listen to a difficult person. How do grounding techniques help when hearing out a difficult person? They interrupt the fight-or-flight response that kicks in when someone is angry, critical, or hard to hear. By directing attention to your breath or body, you lower your internal stress and stay open long enough to receive what the other person is actually saying. What is the simplest grounding technique I can use mid-conversation? Press both feet flat on the floor and notice the contact. Then take one slow breath through your nose, hold for 2 seconds, and exhale through your mouth. This activates your parasympathetic nervous system and buys you 3 to 5 seconds of genuine calm. Can grounding techniques be used without the other person noticing? Yes, the most effective techniques are entirely invisible, controlled breathing, pressing your feet to the floor, resting your hands flat on a surface, or silently naming what you can see or feel. None of these require you to pause the conversation or signal anything to the other person. How do grounding techniques support patient hearing in remote or online settings? On a video call, physical anchors work the same way, but need adjustment. Keep your feet on the floor, place one hand flat on your desk, and soften your focus slightly on the screen. The lack of shared physical space makes intentional grounding even more important for sustained attention. Why is patient hearing so hard with genuinely difficult people? Because your nervous system reacts before your rational mind can intervene. Criticism, anger, or persistent negativity trigger a self-protective instinct. Your body prepares to defend rather than receive. Grounding techniques intercept that response so you can stay present instead of preparing your counterargument. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.